Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday meditation. I want to take you straight to a short piece of text in Mark chapter 7, verse 7, where the scripture says, "These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far away. Their worship is a farce, for they replace God's commands with their own man-made teachings." You know, most parents require their kids to wash their hands before mealtime. In many instances, this appears to create hardship for the kids. I mean, I remember as a boy, it's like, oh, you know, because you just don't think about it. And if their reluctance to obey is anything to go by, then we know that there's something there that must be wrong. But basic hygiene demands that the ritual be fulfilled before food is handled. It's a matter of hygiene and nothing more. But in Jesus' day, what had started out as basic hygiene had developed into something pretty different. Simple hand washing before eating or after returning home from the market had developed into an elaborate ceremony with purported spiritual significance. Instead of simply eradicating unpleasant dirt when they followed the usual Jewish ritual of hand washing before eating. You know what? Tradition can be a good thing and tradition can be a challenge. Well, the religious Jews believed that they were ensuring a religious purity before God by their actions, by their ablutions on returning home from market. They believed they were underlining this divinely approved separation from the contaminating world. You know, what's interesting is the way we get clean inside and whitewashed and power washed is in quietude and solitude to hear the voice and direction of God. So today, would you join me in this prayer? Lord, thank you that today I am grateful for, and then you fill in those two things. I'm grateful for these two things right now. And then I invite you to join me in this prayer. Lord, today I'm in desperate need for you to step into my life and do, and then you finish that sentence. And now let's draw attention to our breath and breathe in deeply and hold it and then force that air out as if you're bringing in this life-giving oxygen and then you're forcing out the toxins of this world. Join me. You ready? Let's take another breath that kind of separates the pace that we've been on already today and the stopping and the letting the noise get out of our life and hear quietude and solitude, prepared only to hear the voice of God. Let's breathe again. You ready? And I'll mind the time, friend, and be back in a few moments. You take this time to hear directly from the voice of God as to what you're to do, what you're not to do, and those things that he wants you to be a part of today. Hear his voice, feel his prodding, and know that he can't wait to speak to you. I'll mind the time and be back in just a few moments. Well, I know it was good to be back in the presence of the Lord. You know, back to our story, as time went by, these ancient traditions took on such importance that a person's spiritual standing was evaluated by their ability to adhere to the ritual or lack of ritual. And you know, friend, while I agree that there are some things that you just do because it's right to do, there is nothing in any ritual that is more powerful than taking time to hear the voice of God and act on it. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me for another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.